This is where the world's governments come to talk about the really big, important global issues of the moment. This is an extraordinary chamber, now in its 70th year, and this is really where the governments can come together to talk about really difficult issues, and presidents and prime ministers can meet each other, listen to each other, and really thrash out some of the major challenges of our time.
That granite lectern over there has seen some extraordinarily historic moments, hasn't it?
Presidents and prime ministers, we've seen extraordinary celebrities come here, we've seen the Pope recently, and of course a number of secretary generals and presidents of the General Assembly, addressing the membership.
It's an extremely grand room, almost theatrical, some might say, isn't it?
This is an extraordinary space. I mean, it's iconic. People around the world, as soon as they see the General Assembly, they know that they're in a chamber where all the world's governments are represented. They have a seat. They have a seat here, and they can come here to talk about what they need to address.
And yet, in some ways, the General Assembly isn't as well known by the public at large, is it? It's a little understood body in a strange way, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, I guess a lot of the things that happen in the General Assembly aren't the most fashionable or sort of newsworthy events. This is the chamber, the debating chamber, where slowly, little by little, understandings can be reached with 193 governments. This is something that takes a lot of time. There's a lot of committee work that happens around the General Assembly, which happens in smaller rooms and then comes together here in the big chamber where resolutions can be adopted.
So it is a lot more than just grandstanding and historic soundbites.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is grandstanding here. We've seen extraordinary grandstanding.
One thinks of Khrushchev's shoe and obviously Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, Yasser Arafat.
Yes, indeed, and visitors like the Pope and Leonardo DiCaprio, who came and gave an extraordinary speech at the climate summit just a year ago. We've seen extraordinary moments of theatre here, history in the making, and it's really here in New York at the United Nations where governments can come together, they can discuss really difficult issues and try and reach agreements.
What does it mean to you personally that you're here as the spokesperson for the President on the 70th anniversary?
Well, I'm excited. I mean, 70 years of an extraordinary thing. What I'm more excited about is to meet some of the people who have worked in this chamber over the years. We have Sir Brian Urquhart here today. He was at the first meeting of the General Assembly 70 years ago as a 25-year-old British diplomat, a soldier, someone who helped create the United Nations. And he's come back 70 years later as a 96-year-old gentleman living in New York to take part in this extraordinary celebration of 70 years of the UN General Assembly.
An amazing historic link. Thanks so much.